Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
And staying with the theme of business and schooling, my next guest provides warm food to hundreds of secondary schools and third level institutions in Ireland. Food Village allows students, parents and teachers to pick their lunches using an app. And sometimes if you leave it too late, it uses AI and your previous choices to pick the meals for you. His business could be set to take off once the government starts providing free school meals from next year for all primary and secondary students. But how do you avoid dreadful food waste and how do you source healthy options that kids actually eat? Richie Dangle is the CEO and founder of foodvillage.ie and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Richie.
Morning, Joe. Thank you. Thanks a million for having me on.
So tell us a little bit about how and where you prepared this wonderful food.
So we recently opened a 35,000 square foot facility in Longford. We took the building just as a bare canvas and then invested in excess of over 3 million euros into the building. It's a purpose-made building to feed in excess of 150,000 students every single day.
That's a lot of kids.
It certainly is.
And then you kind of put them all on trucks and send them nationwide.
Yep. So we're a nationwide delivery service. We will, all our vans and trucks will be dispatched at approximately 12, 1 o'clock at night. We deliver out in a temperature-controlled box, so all of our food will be delivered to the school under 5 degrees.
So it arrives chilled.
It arrives chilled, and then we developed a proprietary regeneration oven. So we would have one of them in each individual school, and then one of our local operators, our employees, would come into the school and they would then regenerate the food. The food is fully cooked, so there is no health and safety issues with regards to the school itself. And they would regenerate it.
Would you say regenerate, heat it up?
Yes, yeah, heat it up.
Yeah. And is each kind of package labelled with the name of the person or?
No, it doesn't have the name on it. So we would have developed an iOS and Android system from the canvas up. So it's a completely proprietary technology that we developed. Okay. It hasn't actually ever been seen around in Europe before. So the three main things that we were trying to fix in the industry, Joe, when I started developing this in 2019, one was efficiency, so we can transact each order within 8 seconds. And technologically, we can actually feed Crow Park on All-Ireland Day within 15 minutes. We just extrapolate our kiosks out, but that'll tell you the power of the actual technology. The second thing...
And developed in Longford?
All developed in Longford, yeah. So we started in 2019. I started in 2019 developing it. And in 2022, we launched our first school. So nearly 3 years in development with the technology before we'd done our first school.
Talk to me about the food choices and how the kids kind of pick the food and how the AI steps in if they forget to.
Absolutely. So as we know, students and adults mightn't be as organised as we'd hope. So our business and our technology, it wouldn't exist unless we had AI integrated into it. So 75% of our revenue comes through AI predictive ordering. So the AI will actually predict and generate a production file, and it is predicting what the students want in the school before the students have thought about it. And then they will walk up to a kiosk in the school because we support the no phone policy. And then their product is there. They think it's a coincidence, but the algorithm has looked at the database and it has predicted Joe wants a beef stroganoff on a Wednesday.
Do you do beef stroganoff?
We do indeed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we have over 200 options a day that the students can choose from. So very much think of it like a Deliveroo, Uber Eats at a fraction of the cost for the education market.
Now, at the moment, the parents are paying for the meals. The state doesn't yet pay.
No. So yeah. It's Food Village is in the private secondary school market, but thankfully the programme for government is to feed all students by 2030 a hot free school meal based on the EU Child Guarantee. So Food Village is in over 110 sites. We've another 20,000 customers coming on this year, so it'll be in 150 sites. And we have currently 70,000 customers to go to 90,000.
Okay, and now there are about a million secondary school students. So you won't be able to reach that amount, will you?
No. So there is 456,000 secondary school students, and there's 268,000 students still not getting a free school meal in Ireland. So some of them will still have the DESH school lunches, but there's 268,000 students in Ireland that currently do not get a hot free school meal in the secondary schools.
And are students picky?
They are very picky, yes, yeah. And that's why we came with such a range. So heretofore, before Food Village, it was 3 to 4 options a day. depending on where you were in the queue, depending on what you got. So the students, because we have such a range, we do protein salads, we do rice dishes, we do pasta dishes, we do roast dishes.
Even for the lads, because the lads usually just want protein, don't they?
You would be really surprised when you offer the correct genre of food, and the lads actually do make the smart decisions, to be honest with
you. They're going for salads more than just lasagna.
Protein salads and stuff like that, some of the lads would definitely go for. Yeah, yeah. Gosh. You would be shocked, honestly.
You're right, I would be shocked. The ladies probably go for salads always, but is there any types of food that they're kind of steering away from?
No. So what will be popular is the bean burrito, chicken curry with rice, katsu curry, chicken and chorizo paella, duck with noodle and hoya sauce.
You're making me hungry, Richie. Early hour, you're making me hungry. And that's all on the app?
That's all on the app.
Which you guys developed?
We developed that from the canvas up for 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. And you're ready to ramp up when the government starts subsidising warm school meals?
We are indeed, substantially.
Well, best of luck with it, Richie. And thank you very much for coming in to join us. That is Richie Nangle, the CEO and founder of foodvillage.ie.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.